It seems that every time someone such as myself attempts to encourage our Christian brothers and sisters to resist an unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, we hear the retort, what about Romans chapter 13? We Christians must submit to government, any government, read your Bible and just leave me alone, or words to that effect. No doubt some who use this argument are sincere. They are only repeating what they've heard their said spiritual overseers or other religious leaders say. And on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some who use this argument are just plain lazy, apathetic, and indifferent. And Romans 13 is their escape from personal responsibility. I suspect this is the much larger group, by the way. Nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere but obviously misinformed, let's briefly examine Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Do our Christian friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose the said president or any other political representative really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything that they want to without opposition? I doubt they truly believe that. For example, what if our president decided to resurrect the old monarchical custom of prima nocta? That's the law of first night. That was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with the subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. Would our sincere Christian brethren sheepishly say, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government? I think not. And would any of us respect any man who would submit to such a law? So, there are limits to authority. A father has authority in his home, but does this give him the power to abuse his wife and children? Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does this give him power to control the private lives of his employees? No. A spiritual overseer has overseer authority in the church, but this does not give him the power to tell his ministers in his church as to how to run their businesses. Of course not. All human authority is limited in nature. No man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ. By the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but its authority is limited and defined. Observe that Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purpose. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people, because God never gave it that authority. And any government that oversteps that divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. They have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Just got back from South Dakota, did a college out there. If you're on social media platforms, I'll share with you a couple pictures. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. On top of the left side of that page as well, social media platforms. We were at School of Mines, it's called, and we were going to exceptional students. And when I say that they're exceptional folks, what I didn't know before I got there, and I obviously learned it when I got there, was the fact that these kids, when I say they're exceptional, they are extremely exceptional. Not only did we have extremely exceptional students there, but we also had a senator show up, which was also pretty cool, too. And I'm just here to tell you, folks, for you to keep being led about by the nose concerning these politicians that are leading ministry, because that's all it is about, and forgetting your young people, you are falling right into the hands of your enemies, folks, because while you're being entertained by the pro wrestlers, the clowns in the circus of politics, your kids are being completely overlooked, and they're being handed off in public schools to their sworn enemies by the parents that allegedly love their children so much. Just wanted to say it, because it's absolutely true. I wanted to play this for you, too. This was a response of one of the students there. And just a super cool kid, and I played this on Sunday when we did church yesterday. What I want to do is I want to play for you now as well, and just to kind of show you what the Holy Ghost is doing with these kids. Look at the response of this young man at School of Mines in Rapid City, South Dakota on Friday.
And after coming to this, it really woke me up on the real problems that are happening here in America, what's really happening, and this awake feeling that I have now, I just want to get out there and tell everyone and everyone to
know. This awake feeling.
If you are even thinking about going to this, absolutely. Listen to him speak. He will change you. He will wake up. Hi, my name is Brooks, and after coming to this, it really woke me up on the real problems that are happening here in America, what's really happening, and this awake feeling that I have now, I just want to get out there and tell everyone and everyone to know. So if you are even thinking about going to this, absolutely. Listen to him speak. He will change you. He will wake up.
So right when he said this, I had to tell him, I said, brother, that is the Holy Ghost. This is what he does. When you give people the word and you preach it faithfully, the Lord will use the Holy Ghost to wake these people up. These are the young people. And when you think of Ephesians 5:14, what does it say? Well, it tells you, I'm going to go to the right translation here, okay, because there's so many different ones. I always hold to the King James. It says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. You know, nobody receives the truth more than the younger people in this country, because they discern like nobody's business, and they know that they're being lied to like crazy. So anyways, we just got back from living out the Great Commission, Mark 16:15, and with that said, we also got an invitation last week where we're going to be at the front of the Capitol. I'll be the keynote speaker at the Minnesota State Capitol on November 2nd, 2024. If you want more details, you're going to have to contact the people that are setting this up right now. I'm suspecting it's going to start at 12 o'clock and it will be over by 5:30. There's a lot of groups that are going to be there, friends, that are awake to what's going on here. And the premise of each speaker is going to be the crimes that are being committed against the people by the said representative government. I love it. Absolutely, I love it. And I can go there with them, to say the least. What we're going to be covering today, friends, is confronting kings. And I'm talking about the American people that believe their politicians are kings, and those that feel within themselves that there's a separation between the church and politics. I'm just here to tear all that nonsense down. And I'm going to show you scripturally the nonsense that people are taking on in this deceptive bubble of saying, you know what, I just don't want anything to do with politics. Well, a lot of people behind barbed wire fences under dictatorship since the beginning of history has been just that. You know, I don't want to get involved in politics until I'm behind a barbed wire fence. And then I'm thinking to myself, maybe I should get involved with politics, because after all, now I understand behind barbed wire fences that everybody lives politics. Exactly. Exactly. And what is politics? It's the science of government. What is science? It's the study of creation. Who established government? 18:21 and 25 of Exodus. The Lord did. That's why you see Moses all over Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America. So with that said, we're going to be going at that in just a moment. I also want to share with you a conversation that I had with somebody yesterday that I have been supporting over the last 20-some years. I've known him for 27 years. He's my favorite out there. But he just did something where it really let me down. And as easy as it is to see what's going on, speaking of politics, as to the right and wrongs in the circus of clowns, and the clowns that are in the circus of politics, Ephesians 4:14, you would think somebody that's been preaching the word of God for as long as he has, he'd have enough common sense not to be a partaker of the lesser of two evils. And I'll get to that in a moment as well. And I'm thinking of 2 Chronicles 19:2. I wanted to show a video to you during the first segment so we can just get to the main topic up and coming. But I wanted to let you know as well, if you want to call in at any time, you can, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to play this video for you, and I want you to check out what's happening in banks. Now, I told you three and a half years ago, when the pandemic was first kicked off, the new crisis that was created, Jeremiah 11:9, watch the banks. And I said, there's something very odd going inside of the banks right now. And sure enough, here it comes. And so I want you to see this video really quick, because this is, in fact, what's happening across the world right now.
A little bit further along when it comes to the agenda than the United States. I'm not showing this to scare you, but if they can hold on to your cash, imagine what they can do when digital banking is number one.
Wait, I don't understand. What are you talking about?
So I could either give you a bank draft, or if you
this bank in Canada would not release the man's funds.
Why? No, I'd like to. It's for if the car's payments for in cash. I can't use a bank draft.
Are you buying from like a private?
Yeah, it's private.
Person?
It's literally from my friend.
From your friend?
Yeah, but he wants it in cash.
Okay, so the guy's in a bank trying to get his money out, and the bank will not give him his money back. They refuse to give him his money back. Folks, they're corralling you into a cashless society. When they do that, it's all over. We'll be right back.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want everybody to pay attention to the fact on social media platforms right now how our subscriptions are going up, but yet the viewers are going down. I want you to understand they're putting a ceiling on those that can watch us and those that cannot watch us. Again, friends, I'm continuously reminding you of the censorship that's going on over here. Also, remember, friends, that you're listening to the guy right now on Genesis Communication Networks. When we were over there for 15 years, we had 68% more listeners than that of Alex Jones. Alex Jones had more viewers than even Rush Limbaugh did during his peak. I want you to understand what's going on here. And I know that those that continuously and faithfully join us every single day, you understand that. But for those that don't, that is what's going on here. We've been to platform from YouTube. We've been to platform from that of Facebook. They're continuously censoring our content. And this is how, in fact, they are winning this war, friends, because the American people don't somehow or another respect those that paid the ultimate price to give them the freedoms that they have. And I'm talking about the Bill of Rights, and I'm talking about the First Amendment, and I'm talking about learning from the history of the Declaration of Independence, where our forefathers threw off what it is that you're tolerating today. George Washington rightly said, you'll be led as sheep to the slaughter. When you allow them to silence freedom of speech, which is, as Ben Franklin rightly said, a bulwark against tyranny. This is how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. Well, some will say, Bradley, I don't know if I believe that. Well, the CIA and the Mockingbird media and their useful idiots claim that they have 94% of the narrative. Is it true? Oh, I don't believe that, really. How many presidential contenders have you been given? How many candidates? How many options? Two. Are they legitimate? Nope, neither one of them is. If you knew the Word of God and you knew the Constitution, I wouldn't have to sit here and trying to convince you of what the Word of God condemns, because the Word of God condemns the very two that you are tolerating today, because somehow or another in your mind that you believe that they're legitimate contenders. I just want to show you something really quick here. The role of the United States and your personal leadership, speaking of Donald Trump, this is Klaus Schwab, the world's madman. He's the head of the WEF. Right? Talking about the Great Reset. He said of Donald Trump, the role of the United States in your personal leadership, Donald Trump, are absolutely essential. Of course. Now, I want that to lead into what we're going to talk about right now. And again, somebody said to me the other day, Bradley, I heard that you're an anti-Trumper. Hey folks, if I'm anti-Kamala Harris, is that okay or is that bad too? Because in your ignorant minds, if I'm not supporting Trump, then I'm supporting Kamala Harris. Well, what if I told you I support neither of them because I'm not that stupid to get involved in that game? Because neither one of them constitutionally exists. That's where you lose people, because they don't want to have to do their due diligence to find out what I'm telling them is exactly what the forefathers told us long, long ago. Now, I want to convey a scenario as to what took place last night. Over the last couple days, I had somebody that I had supported for 20 years in ministry. And what he did is he had sent a video over to me. Maybe I should wait. Stop right there. Let me rewind. Let me go back a couple months before that. About 3 months ago, somebody from Florida had reached out to me and told me that I needed to talk to this particular evangelist. And I said, why? And she said back to me, because he's blinded by Trump, is what she said. Because people are waking up as to the game that they're being played. And they, the people, are the ones that are the pawns on the board. And that's why I said it the way I just said it. And I said, okay, so I conveyed the message over to this evangelist. And if I said his name, you'd all know exactly who he is. And I conveyed it over to him. And he said, well, you'll know that I'll use anything for evangelism. But it really was an infomercial for Donald Trump. There's no question about it. Okay. Well, 3 months later, I'm in South Dakota, ready to do a college, in Rapid City there at the School of Mines. And all of a sudden, I get this video. It's a 12-minute video. And so I clicked on it. I knew who it was from. It was from my friend, the evangelist that I've known for 20-some years. And it said, Trump just dropped a bombshell on Harris. Internet explodes. And so what I did is I watched it, and I just thought, wow. Wow. I said to myself, this is like an infomercial for Donald Trump. It was like he was coming around the corner to justify the reproof that was given to him about 3 months ago from somebody that supports him. And the bottom line is what he's trying to justify, he cannot justify, as I'm about ready to show you. Okay? So the first thing I did is respond to him with this. It's a picture of Donnie and all of Donald's wives. And by the way, they all share. If you don't know that, you do now. But what's interesting is here's, if Donald Trump's not hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, he's hanging around the new Jeffrey Epstein, Diddy, right? Who's nothing more than a pimp who has handlers that's being told what to do and how to do it, because no man within himself could do the things that Diddy just got done being busted for. Okay? And will the American people get justice? Only if they demand it. But I can tell you right now who's not going to be in those papers when it comes to the people demanding the justice and who's going to be judged accordingly. And I'm showing it to you right now on social media platforms. You cannot justify this man, this con man. Okay? Going on with the conversation, I sent it over to my friend, the evangelist. And I said, look at what a school teacher said of Adolf Hitler during his rise to power. I'm just going down the scroll right now so you can hear firsthand from me, okay? I said, this teacher from Hamburg during the rise of Adolf Hitler said, quote, unquote, how many looked to him, Adolf Hitler, with touching faith as their helper? their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress. Here, let me give you the name just so I can verify it, so you can validate it. And yes, I'm telling you to cross-check everything I'm telling you right now. This person's name was Lois Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher in 1932. Listen to what the people of Germany supported when it came to Adolf Hitler, because most people don't realize that dictators are loved by the people. That's how they're brought to power, unless they're vanquished, unless they're conquered. And in this case, it wasn't. He had to deceive 80 million people, and he did just that through the media and the propaganda of Mr. Joseph Goebbels. Okay, that's how he did it, and it's exactly what's happening in America today. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior? Now, I want you to contemplate how history's being repeated here, because this morning I had some knucklehead talk about how they were at a Donald Trump rally in New York, and in the process, this person said she could not contain herself because of the emotions that she felt. And I said, your emotions are what's aiding you in your deceptions. And again, what it was her in New York, and she just couldn't help herself. She just had to shed tears. She was so happy to see her savior come out on stage. And I'm talking about Donald Trump. And again, I am talking about J.D. Vance, okay, the pharmaceutical investor. Now, don't forget about what I just said. And again, cross-check everything I'm telling you. But this is how stupid and ignorant and desensitized the American people have in fact become. And you can say that I'm name calling all that you want to. I'm just giving you the facts, folks. And it is the facts when it comes to the definition of the people that I'm identifying even now. Now, I'm trying to pull up this video right now, and I've got so many that I want to share with you. But again, I got to pull this up so you can see it for yourself. Because, again, it's just the kind of stuff you can't make up. And I'm wondering, you know, now that I'm looking for it, I'm almost even wondering if they didn't remove this video. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Because they know all of those that are working for the fact checkers, the ones that are trying to get you to question those that tell the truth, they don't want you to see this information. Again, it's just insane. Here it is right here. I'm going to show it to you. Look at this. This is a Trump rally. She said, when you're trying not to cry, but there's too much emotion in the room, and it's not the cute cry, it's the ugly cry. God, the best and most inspiring vibes ever. Oh my goodness, I just can't help myself. How are they treating this man? Just exactly how they identified an Adolf Hitler, a dictator. Am I comparing the two? I'm comparing characteristically, exactly comparing the two, along with every other dictator in the past. So I sent that over to my evangelistic friend. And then what I did is I sent him, after I seen his 12-minute infomercial for Donald Trump, I sent him the article so he could see for himself as to what he's trying to justify. Trump repeatedly celebrated the inclusion of transgender women in the beauty pageant. Nobody can deny that. Donald wouldn't deny that because he's the one that's promoting it. Then I sent over to my evangelist friend, I sent him over another article that states Trump retweets video of praising himself as the most gay president in American history. Oh, wait a second, friends. It gets better. I'm going to come right back to it, and I'll pick up right where I left off. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
If you are a freedom and constitutional loving patriot who is tired of the lies lies and deception in media, turn your attention to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio for a sanitation of your synapses, a bold proclamation on the airwaves daily. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio will continue the nonstop battle against those waging war on our liberty and freedom.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, guys, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years. Just got back from South Dakota doing a college. Consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty. Without you, we are not out there. We are going to be, as a matter of fact, if you want to check out Son or Daughter of Liberty, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now, concerning the topic, isn't it amazing how many people try to justify this guy named Donald Trump? And now I'm covering right now a conversation I had with a national evangelist, and if I said his name, you would know who he was. The reason I'm bringing this out is because I offered to bring him up on the show, but I told him, let down. I said, I'm let down by you. I said, I am not going to justify this. You're trying to justify what you cannot justify. And I think of 2 Chronicles 19:2. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go there really quick so you can understand. I talk about it quite a bit. I give you the scripture reference. What it is, folks, is when you look at 2 Chronicles 19:2, and Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, the prophet, went out to meet him, the king, and said to King Jehoshaphat, Shouldest thou help the ungodly? Because he was helping King Ahab, the wicked king. And love them that hate the Lord. Therefore is the wrath upon thee from before the Lord. So Jehu, what he was doing was telling the king that you're an accomplice to the crime by supporting that corrupt king, King Ahab. Okay? You know what, folks? You better get this in your heart and mind right now, because you're going to answer for this. You're going to answer for what you say and for what you don't say. And when you look at Ezekiel 44:23, what is the charge to the church? And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean, the righteous and the unrighteous. Well, when you look up that word, I just thought you might want to know what the word means. Profane means showing no respect for holy things or being not concerned with Christianity. Webster's 1828, irreverent to anything sacred, applied to persons. Well, Bradley, what does that have to do with the New Testament? As I've said 1,000 times, the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. And what does John 7:24 tell us? That we're to judge with righteous judgment. Isn't that what Jesus taught us? Absolutely, through the moral law. Absolutely. He who came in and fulfilled the law, that said, I've not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. What did the prophets do? They made distinction between that which is holy and that which was what? Irreverent towards the things of God. And if they were irreverent towards the things of God, the prophets were right there confronting the said kings for their compromises, right? Well, that's not what today's evangelists are doing in America. They're going right along with it. Matter of fact, they're promoting it. I was just telling you, after I watched this 12-minute infomercial for Donald Trump, I showed him what I showed you on the screen with Diddy. There's tons of pictures of Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. As a matter of fact, they were both charged by an individual that was raped by the two of them. I don't know how that got overlooked. But it's amazing what the American people will do to an attempt to justify themselves. And you know what's even crazier about all this? Is when you look at Donald Trump, he called himself the father of the vaccine. He opened the floodgate on the people coming from the pharmaceutical companies. In all of these unlawful policies that were passed by governors throughout the United States, and this was happening worldwide. Who started all of that? Donald Trump did. And these people, these worshipers, these idolaters are right there to put him back into the people's White House. How is it that nobody's talking about that? Or should I say, if they are, why is it that they're being censored, right? Okay, going back to my friend. And by the way, I'm being a friend right now too. I said earlier, I invited him to be on the show for Thursday. He didn't answer me. So if you're going to play that game with me, that's fine. But I'm not going to justify what you're trying to justify. There's no way you can do it. Because if you're doing it with him, you're doing it in other areas of your ministry, and I'm not going to play that game. P.S., we're going to have Matt Truella on tomorrow with us talking about this very topic, the author of The Lesser Magistrates. He's going to be with me tomorrow. As a matter of fact, he just dinged me while I was talking to you. But let me go back to this. So what I did is, the one that was trying to justify, you know, the one that sent out a 12-minute infomercial on Donald Trump, I said to him, did you know that he was the one that was promoting inclusion with transgenders in his pageants? Donald Trump. Cross-check me, right? And then I said, did you also know that he retweeted himself as being the gayest president ever in the history of America? He's the best of everything, of course, right? He's foaming out his shame. He's shameful. He's an embarrassment to himself and the world. And yet the American people are going and they're crying about, because they cannot restrain their emotions that they have for Donald and Vance. Oh, father of the vaccine and one that's an investor into the pharmaceutical companies. Let's just overall look all over that, right? Yeah, I know. Right? So I told him that. Then he said this to me. I almost couldn't believe he said it to me. The alternatives, if Democrats get into the slaughter of millions of babies in the womb, we're between a rock and a hard place. By design, you're not in between a rock and a hard place. You are if you're caught up into the game that the mainstream media is promoting, because you have 1,250 other options to pick from. See, this is the problem with people. They just take things for face value. I just told my wife yesterday, I said, I'm having this problem. I'm trying to be as respectful as I possibly can, but I'm not going to respect that over the Word of God. No way. They start disrespecting the Word of God, it's on. I'm not moving from that. And a friend holds to the Word of God until they figure out the error of their ways. Period. So let me go on here. This is what he said back, the Democrats. And I went back and I said, hey, no such thing, guy. What are you talking about? There's no such thing as Democrats. There is no such thing as Republicans in the Constitution. If you want to argue with me about it, show me in the Constitution. Of course, no response. I gave him a quote from John Adams. There's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. Is that what you're seeing today? Yes. John Adams said, in his humble apprehension, it is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Oh, I didn't know that. No, you didn't ask neither. No, Bradley's over there. You know, he's just on this rant all the time, shooting out things that nobody gets. No, they don't get it because they don't want to get it. It takes you 45 minutes to read the Constitution. And when you read Article 4, Section 4, it should take you no more than 10 seconds to validate what I'm saying here. But you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. I also highlighted the fact, I said, did you also see the video of Trump and Giuliani, where Giuliani was dressed up like a woman to get in a car and go down a gay parade, dressed up as a woman, where Donald Trump buries his face into Giuliani's chest. Boy, now the conversation is starting to turn. Now it's starting to turn. And then he comes back and he says, I'm aware that Trump is very wicked. You're aware that Donald Trump is very wicked, but for 12 minutes, you put him up as the better of the lesser of two evils. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. A guy 20 years my senior, do you think he would have enough common sense to stand his ground on this topic? What did he do? Right away, and I knew it was coming. Well, you know, the Democrats are killing all the babies. I said, there is no such thing. And I said, furthermore, and I want you all to see this for your own selves, I want you to see that under Donald Trump, again, he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. I know. But did you know, folks, well, you were being entertained by that clown. Did you know that what he was in fact doing was times three increasing support to Planned Parenthood? Times three, Donald Trump, times three, taking your tax dollars and funding the murder of babies in the womb as he was up in the face of the supporters, those that have eyes and see not, those that have ears and hear not, Jeremiah 5:21, and telling them everything in contrast to what the truth was. Well, that's not good enough. Well, here, let me bring you over to this page. W. Smith, cross-check everything I'm telling you. He's trying to justify Donald Trump with abortion. Well, he's pro-life. No, he's not. He's just the opposite. This is pro-wrestling at its very worst. Planned Parenthood in June 30th, tells us when we go to the fiscal year of 2018, the first year that would reflect a Trump administration budget, Planned Parenthood received, listen to me carefully, all of you, and I do this with a assured smile on my face, knowing that what I'm telling you is the truth. The fiscal year of 2018, Donald Trump's administration gave Planned Parenthood $563.8 million. In 2019, he gave him $616,008 million. Well, wait a minute. Planned Parenthood boasted a whopping of $1.9 billion in total income under Donald Trump. Under Donald Trump. Wait a second. I thought he was the one that was the most pro-life. No, that's what he told you. That's what he told you.
But does the Bible tell us we're supposed to take them for what they say? Or are we supposed to judge them by the fruit that they bear? I just showed you the fruit that hangs on his branches. And guess what? They don't like it. Now, of course they don't like it. But you know what? I don't care if they like it. And neither should you. Babies are being murdered. They're being dissected in the womb. And a good portion of the American people are out there supporting the guy that set the record in funding abortion as the most pro-life president in the history of America. Makes zero sense. We'll be right back. 281-845-4704. Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to show you two more things, and I'm going to pull up my friend Bob from Texas. You want to call in, final segment, fastest hour on radio, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to show you two more things here, and then I'm going to pull Bob up. Do you guys remember the very first omnibus bill Donald Trump signed? Just going through all of this, take this video and share it. If you want someone to get mad at me for it, that's fine. Go ahead and share the video with them and let them hear what it is that they refuse to see, because they're going to see it one way or another, either under the blessing and putting a stop to it in obedience to the Lord, or they're going to refuse to obey and they're going to be accomplices and they're going to fall to judgment, just like the rest of the idolaters, Acts 12:22. The first $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, look at this. Oh, and by the way, he jacked up your deficit, your national deficit, by over $8 trillion. Remember, he said he was going to get rid of it? He did just the exact opposite. But with that said, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security, notice the title, opposite of the facts,
The funds went to the avowed enemies of this country. This is Donald Trump. Breitbart is the one that reported this, and you know what? I high-five them for their efforts, okay? But look at what was found in this bill. All this money went to our enemies. All this money went to support our enemies and or foreign countries and financing them with what they should be financing America's young people with. They were supporting those countries. But this is the one I want you to see, because this evangelist was trying to justify Donald Trump by saying he's pro-life. Nope, he's not. That's what he told you. That's not who he is. He's a con man. $51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health. What is that? The murder of children. The murder of children. You know, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, for the mystery of lawlessness, iniquity, doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until what? What the word is saying, those that now let it will, until, listen carefully, until he be taken out of the way. That means when you refuse to keep God's justice on this earth, God's justice will fall upon you for not doing so. You're going to reap what you sow. And if you're not standing against it, you're an accomplice to it. Okay? And then that wicked shall be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, right? Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with what? All power and signs and lying wonders, all man-made. Enemy driving these minions of hell. John 8:44. Verse 10, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Then what does he say? Final verse, verse 12, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's exactly what's going on. It's exactly what's going on. Bob from Texas, it's all yours, my friend. What say you?
Hey, Bradley, I can't tell you how happy that you're having Matt Terhella on tomorrow. There's one of his videos from almost 11 years ago that I send out a shortened link on every day, maybe 10 or more times a day. It's just the elemental truth of America. It is the seed that all these issue arguments revolve around. And that is the name of that video. It's on defytyrants.com on Rumble, Defy Tyrants on Rumble. And it's the objective standard by which to judge laws. And basically, he repeats Blackstone's most famous quote, and that is what's in the first sentence of U.S. law that relates to the Bible and to creation in Genesis, and that is no human laws should be suffered to contradict these.
Amen.
That's creation, the Bible. And that is just that's the absolute core of everything we're fighting for. And it's the only laws our founders had when they beat the baddest military on earth. And it's the only thing we're ignoring now. So please get with Matthew and discuss that, because I'm sure it's the key to.
We'll bring him up tomorrow, Bob, and we'll keep him on long enough if you want to go ahead and give him a call. So we'll do just that. But I totally appreciate it.
Yeah, no, he's amazing, and I thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk at you soon, my friend. 281-845-4704. I'm not done yet. So my evangelist friend, after I told him all of that, I said, do your homework before driving support to a wicked man that does the exact opposite of what he says. Now listen carefully. Instead of submitting to the word of God and the truth of it, I gave him scripture, Matthew 7:16-20, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. I said, this is the tip of the iceberg, period. And then I sent him more links concerning other things that he did in contrast to what he told the people. He said, got it. But he goes back to this. But the iceberg doesn't reach the mountain of babies that are going to be slaughtered by the Democrats. Did you not hear what I said?
In America, there's no such thing. We're ruled by law under God, not by a two-party system that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Apparently, he didn't get that. Apparently, he didn't want to get that because this was after the fact, 3 months after he makes a video trying to justify what he couldn't justify the first time. He wants everybody to listen to what he has to say concerning the Word of God, and he's outstanding. There's nobody better at doing what he does. But when it comes to this, he's wrong. He's wrong big time, and he's been wrong before. That's why we keep our eyes fixed on the Word and the Word alone. Then I went on, and I said, apparently you are not looking at the fruit that hangs on his branches. He said, yes, I am very aware. That is a wicked man. Got it. I'm convinced. Good. Then I showed him the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill where he gave $51 million to murder children worldwide. I said, he's a con man. He said, yes. I'm thinking, oh, good. Now we're getting on the same ground here, right? He's starting to listen to what's being said here. And then he said, you're preaching to the choir. Wait a second. If I was preaching to the choir, you would be singing the right song. But you're not. You're singing the wrong song. You're singing the song that doesn't align itself with the Word of God. You're going along with the mainstream media that's promoting him as a righteous man when in fact he's not. And you just said so. You just said so. Then he said it again. But if the Democrats... He won't listen. It's getting to the point now where he's being self-righteous. That's what he's doing. I said, our motto in this country is no king but King Jesus. Our appeal that our forefathers was to heaven. They weren't fighting over who the best politician was to pick from. That's not what they were doing. And I went on and told him what I just got done telling you. It's a complete lie. It's a system of divide and conquer. Then this is what he says to me. He goes, do you respect Jack Hibbs? And I know who he is. The guy, when he talks about eschatology, he's another one that's going along with the cult of those that have created some strategy plan to be raptured from the responsibilities that God gave to them. And it doesn't exist. I said, no, not really. I don't respect him. He's goofy when it comes to his eschatology. Might be a nice guy, but he's completely in error. It's heretical what he's teaching. And I thought, well, what did he ask me that for? What did he ask me that for? So you know what he does? He sends me a video of Jack Hibbs promoting his new video, his new infomercial, 12 minutes long, an infomercial for Donald Trump. Okay, so now I know what I'm dealing with. Okay, I've been supporting this guy for 20 years. I respect him. I'm not trying to disrespect him. I told him, jump on the show with me. I said, it's going to get heated because I'm not going along with you on this one. Doesn't even respond to it. That's why I'm doing this on the show today. Because at the end of the day, he's going to suffer this one. Believe me. Then he says, did Hitler get voted in? I said, nope. I suspected he thought I was going to be stupid on the issue. I said, nope, not at all. He said, nope, he grabbed it. I said, yes. Hindenburg didn't trust Hitler, I said. And I said, furthermore, once Hitler got into the door, he began to kill off his opposition. What does that have to do with anything? And then that's when I told him and gave him the quote of the teacher from Hamburg that characteristically defined Adolf Hitler because it's similarly exactly what you're seeing concerning the way people treat their politicians in America. America, you have a representative government. You do not have leaders in this country. You are the government in this country. These are your employees, not your employers. Furthermore, they have not been given a title of nobility. They all serve us under Article 6, Section 2. Wow! I had more to give you, folks. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Going to have Matt Truella with us tomorrow. Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3, U.S. Constitution. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.